The Duke study tested 11 North Carolina lakes and rivers, and it found smaller ones like Mountain Island had the highest levels of coal ash toxins.
If you are discharging wastewater from coal ash ponds into small lakes, the effect is much larger.
That's Avner Vengosh, one of the scientists who contributed to the study. The section of the lake that receives water from the ash ponds of Duke Energy's River Bend power plant had arsenic levels more than four times above the federal drinking water standard. Soil taken from the bottom of the lake also had high concentrations of arsenic. The rest of the lake had low levels.
So I don't think there is direct danger for drinking water right now, but if we have changes in the lake hydrology and ecological system, then one would worry that this could induce some changes in the arsenic level of the intake water that Charlotte takes for drinking water.
Vengosh says those changes could include droughts or even seasonal changes that bring cold water that settles on the lake's bottom to the top. For that reason, Vengosh would like to see continuous monitoring of these lakes. Duke Energy does routinely test Mountain Island for coal ash contaminants, including arsenic, says spokesman Tim Pettit.
The overall health of the lakes and the reservoirs remain good, and fish tissue analysis that we have tell us that arsenic is not bioaccumulating in aquatic life.
David Caldwell with the county's Water Quality Division says the study doesn't surprise him. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Utilities also keeps an eye on the lake. It's had five tests since 2009 that showed high arsenic levels in that section of the lake. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.